first attempt.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
76140.
Okay, 76140, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please. All right, and if you would also please provide your first and last name.
Well, I'm calling to figure out what kind of company you are. Can you tell me that before I give you any more information?
We are a call center. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies. So there's many different products, and services that we house. They range anywhere from dietary supplements to online reports. I would
okay,
have
well, yeah. My husband, I mean, we got a credit card bill with your company name on it, and my husband, he doesn't recognize your company name or doesn't know what it's for. So what do you need to look it up?
Okay, if you have the same zip code, you said that's 76140?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please provide your husband's first and last name, please, or your first and last name.
His first name is Richmond, R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D. His last name is Ezell, E-Z-Z-E-L-L.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. And one moment, please. Okay, the 67140, is that a shipping zip code?
Well, it's our home zip code, yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't access anything with the zip code, and also, let's see, trying the last name of E-Z-Z-E-L-L with the zip code. And then, first name of Richmond. So I didn't pull up anything with Richmond and the zip code. And then let's see.
Richmond is the first name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get that right?
Right. It's R-I-C-H-M-O-N-D.
His first name, yes.
Okay. So with the first name and the last name, I didn't access any information from our database either. Where did you get our customer service number?
It's on his credit card bill. It says Ladine Jaring Advance and has a telephone number, and then it says, I guess it's Colorado CO. And the bill and the purchase, for whatever was the bill for, was on May the 16th.
Okay, the name there, which is probably a merchant name, doesn't help here. Usually it's some type of merchant name, and we have to access information from the database to find out who the company is. But with your zip code and with the first and last name, I didn't access any information. I wouldn't be able to search by date. What is the charge that it shows?
The amount?
Yes.
Is that what you want? The amount is $59.89.
Okay. Really can't search for that either. This would have been something that would have been done online. Since we don't process orders over the phone, I can try searching with the email address or your husband's email.
It's his last name. No, this has no capitals. Ezell Richmond at yahoo.com.
Okay, yahoo.com. So last name, first name at yahoo.com is the email address.
That's correct. That's his email address.
Okay. Okay, and thank you. Okay, just one moment, please. While I looking at something with the email, but just take a moment for it, the information to come up.
So would you say you're a billing company or a call center or whatever?
We're a call center. We're not a billing company,
You're a
but we do.
call, or you're a call center.
Yes. All right, I am still accessing information. And you did say that the zip code is 76140.
That's our zip code, yes,
Okay.
76140.
Okay. All right, thank you. I don't know why. Tried to do it the other way, but all right, so I do have some information that is coming up with the email address. And I'm just about there. I do apologize for the delay.
I appreciate your help.
You are welcome.
Since you're
Okay,
a
and
call center, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
oh no, you're fine. You can go ahead.
Well, I was just, does that mean it would have been an online order or something like that?
Yeah, they're on, all of them are online companies. So it would have been something that would have been something done online. Let's see. All right, so since I have information that I've located with the email there, it is showing your zip code. I don't know why it wouldn't pull up anything with the zip code only. Maybe because everything maybe didn't match, but for security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
902 Oak Tree Court, Fort Worth, Texas.
All right, thank you for that information. All right, so I have located an account that shows the last name Ezell, Ezell, shows your address here as shipping and billing. It shows your email, but it's a different first name. Does your husband have like a nickname or a name that he goes by?
Skip, maybe.
It does show the name of Skip, Skip,
Yeah.
with the last name. So what it shows here is the call is about the BiteSub app, APP. And the BiteSub app is provides the customer the recipe plans and meal guides to help you with eating and feeling better. It starts though with the customer using their Android or iPhone to complete a survey. They enter a contest. It shows that the product that was offered to win or to purchase, it just has Craftsman. So I don't know if it was a Craftsman's drill maybe, but it has the word Craftsman.
Okay.
But BiteSub app was in the terms and conditions for the offer. So when that was processed there, what was in the terms was also agreed to. It is
And it was
59.
an app.
Yep, BiteSub is a meal app. You can monitor your progress with it, count calories with it. It has different features. Probably would have to download it. But it's $59.89 per month. It's a monthly subscription.
Okay, well, I'll be calling my credit card company and canceling or whatever and challenging this because we have no idea what it is.
Did you just ask him if he knew anything regarding a, remember anything
He's
regarding
sitting
a?
right here. He brought it in. He's listening to everything you say.
Okay. So he doesn't remember anything regarding a
He has
survey?
no idea. It's
Okay.
some kind of health and wellness app, and it had something to do with Craftsman. Did you sign up for some kind of contest? And the charge is $59.89 a month.
No.
Okay.
Not when my phone showed up.
No. I don't know. I guess we will call the credit card company and challenge this because
It's
he
best to let
doesn't
us,
have any idea.
okay, it's best to let us see what we can do regarding it because you've pretty much have verified all information that shows this was provided on a website. So it may be a situation there where you could experience what's called a chargeback. I can go ahead and cancel it. We are a 24/7 call center. He might want to check his email, though, for any confirmation for something maybe that was mistakenly done, if there was nobody else in the household but the two of you. But can you please hold the line?
Okay.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Did you get something on, maybe on Facebook, about a craftsman? Did you enter one of those contests or something? Like a generator or anything like that?
All right, I do apologize for the delay with the cancellation for this account. It does cancel all future charges.
No, and how about the one
to,
that, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say you may have to probably activate any features to receive a shipment. I think you do get recipe plans, but I don't know if it's mailed to you or if it's something that's done via email.
We haven't received anything until this bill in from May, you know. I'll just talk to the credit card company. And,
if they investigate it, they'll have access to IP address. What shows here is not something that's normally considered as fraud. It shows an IP address for your city and state. But if you'll allow me, I'll do my best so you won't have to go through a dispute process and receive a very possible chargeback. Do you mind please holding?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I do thank you for holding. For the $59.89, there's normally a $5 setup fee that is retained by the company, by ByteSub. But we'll go ahead and waive that and refund you the $59.89. If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back.
Okay, it'll show back up on the credit card?
Yeah, it goes back to whatever card was used to bill.
Okay, and you canceled any further transactions?
Yes, ma'am. The account was canceled first. That cancels all future charges. This would have been a recurring charge.
Okay. All right.
All right, so for that transaction number, for that
hold
refund.
Hold on just a minute. Okay. Hold on. Let me find a pen. Okay.
For the transaction number, or the transaction ID rather, is 732-470-6702.
Okay, 732-470-672.
That is correct, and your cancellation confirmation for the ByteSub app is the letter C as in Charlie, 920-86.
What is this? I'm sorry. What did you say this was?
Cancellation confirmation.
Okay.
It's the letter C as in Charlie, 920-865-749.
Okay. And that's cancellation for the account?
That's correct. That cancels all future charges. And if the system generated a confirmation, he can check his Yahoo email for that. Check the inbox as well as the junk and spam, but that's the verbal confirmation number.
Okay, so let me get this right. You've canceled the charge on his credit card, which will mean we will get a refund in 3 to 5 business days on the card. And you canceled the whatever account that will prevent any further monthly charges.
That is correct. I did cancel the subscription, and I did fully refund the $59.89.
And the $5 whatever refund fee or something. Oh, you said they usually just keep that out.
That was waived. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All right. And what is your name?
It's Rachel.
Rachel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
You are welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.